Blog Talk Radio.
Of the A New Day Show. Happy Sunday to everyone, wherever you're listening. For some people in other parts of the world, it may be today is Monday. But wherever you are joining us from today, I call it a privilege and an honor to have you listening to me. And I feel blessed to be spending the rest of the evening with you. Some of you may be having dessert, some might be having dinner, but whatever you're doing, if you're merely relaxing and listening to me, have fun. Already we have two people on the phone. I want to thank you for calling in. And if you want to speak at any time during the show, I think you will need to touch the number one to raise your hand so that I know that you would like to speak. And for those of you who are in the chat room, I am flicking back and forth to the chat. So in case you are saying something in the chat and I do not respond to it right away, it simply means that I'm not there in the chat. However, I'll get back to you. As always, I encourage you to call into the show. The number is 646-915-8166, where you can give your feedback about what we're talking about, or if you have a bit of encouragement or remark for my guest, you can say it live, or you can type it in the chat room. Again, the number for that is 646-915-8166. If you are already on the telephone and you want to speak live on the air, you will need to raise your hand. And I think in order to raise your hand, you will need to touch the number one. So I'm so excited. I'm so honored. I want to thank the people who are in the chat room, David 00, Davidson, Deb Hepperton, Howard, alumni, Seaman, Ceiling. I just thank you all for being in the chat room. I appreciate your support. At any time, feel free to call into the show. I am managing it all by myself, so I'll be flipping in back and forth. I want to thank guest 5772. and guest 5771, guest 577. Ooh, I'm telling you, this the chat room is really lightening up. Thank all of you for coming. So I'll be going back and forth until my my daughter-in-law might be joining me later on, and she will be able to man the chat room, and everybody will get their attention. So, oh, thank you guys for coming in. David 00 Davidson, Depp Hepburn, and excuse me for messing up your name. Guest 5770 5771 5772 5777 5791 5799. Howard alumni, Red Elmo and Seaman Phelan, thank you guys for coming. Oh, thank you for those kind words about loving the show. Well, let's just get to the task at hand. And for those of you on the phone line, I just love you guys so much. Raise your hand if you want to speak. So, without any further delay, I am not even going to take the time now to do a commercial introduction. I will do that later on, but I want to remind you that today's segment of the A New Day Show is sponsored by Marquee Global Coaching and Transformational Training. So, again, I want to thank Marquee for sponsoring today's show. Without any further delay, I want to bring on live Miss Love to the show. Miss Love, how are you?
I'm doing fine, and yourself?
I am blessed. I want to thank you for taking time out to come and invest in my listeners worldwide. And already there's strong support both in the chat room and on the phone lines for you. So I'm taking it that you are loved. Oh, thank you, Depep. Oh, you love me. I love you guys too. And as a matter of fact, I can see the light that is shining so brightly in each and every one of you. I want to just take a step back before I bring my guests on live. As we celebrate today, year 10 of 9/11, I want to encourage each and every one of us to move forward with love for each other. Regardless of our religious or spiritual affiliation, regardless of our culture and ethnicity, regardless of the language that we speak, I want to encourage us to love each other. And how are we supposed to do this? We are going to start in our communities, in our neighborhoods, and this is the way that it will snowball to the rest of the world. I am committing right now to let my light shine. As you all know, on the first day in March of 2009, when I launched and debuted this show, I told you all that my vision was to change the world by transforming one life at a time. And today, I am recommitting that pledge to the rest of the world. And I extend an invitation to all of you to please join me on that mission. It will take all of us to do a little bit in order to see love around the world. War will not bring it. It will be our love and embracing of each other. So join me. I also just put a link in the chat room for those of you who are in the chat. It's the Vision Weekend Conference link. We are having a Vision Transformation Revolution Conference in New York City on March the 23rd through the 26th. And I want you all to join us. So, Miss Love, back to you, ma'am. Welcome again. And I want to thank all of you guys in the chat room for all the love that you are showing me and for letting your light shine so brightly this evening. Miss Love, will you please take a few moments and just introduce yourself to the world? Tell us who you are, your humble beginnings, you know, where were you born and so on and so forth. Tell us a little bit about you.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Zenobia Love, to the radio land. I'm originally from Russellville, Kentucky, population 7,200 to 10,000. I'm actually living or residing in the Lakeland, Florida area after transitioning life after divorce 17 years. So my life has basically taken me through a journey, but I realized through that journey the Lord has strengthened me and I'm still standing. I'm motivational, I'm inspirational, I have a heart for people, a heart for the youth, and regardless of what situation we find ourselves in, we use those negative oppositions to reverse it in our positive. So that's about me. My mom lives in Hopkinsville, Kentucky. I have five brothers. I'm the only girl. My mom adopted a young little girl, age three at the time, and I'm just a willing servant right now and just so overwhelmed for the opportunity to be on your radio show today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Harvard alumni asked, Daphne, do you bask in the shining light of purple drank? I don't know if that's a brother or a sister, but I'm just so thankful for all the love that I'm seeing today, guys. You have brought tears to my eyes, and I want to thank all of you for just coming out. Oh, I've never seen the chat room this filled so early in the show. My humble thanks and gratitude to each and every one of you. I love you, love you, love you. Africa, thank you. And I want all of you who are great at multitasking to just tweet everybody you can right now and encourage them to come. I want you guys to go to the fan page on Facebook, the Vision Weekend Conference. It's the one with the purple eagle. Show us some love there and let us pull the family together. So I want to go back. And you guys, I'm not on the switchboard now because I'm watching all of you in the chat room and the energy. So I'm not ignoring those of you on the phone. I will get back there momentarily. So, Miss Love, I'm sure the journey you're on now is not the journey you started out on. So I want to linger a bit more on the beginning of your life. You started out your adult life a little early?
Yes, ma'am.
What is that all about? You want to tell us about that?
Yes, ma'am. I actually started my adult life out at age 20. I actually got married at the age of 20, and it was a great opportunity for that new life. Never thought that I would be in a season experiencing, you know, life after divorce. However, what I did learn from that situation is that it takes two in a relationship. It's not just that one individual, but I actually saw myself even in that season of separation. I thank God for the grace. I thank God for the favor, even through the afflictions. And right today, I can say that transition made me so much better. I hate that I had to go through it, but I'm so much better in every aspect of my life.
Yes, and I want to just interject here. I want to go back and show some due diligence to all the people in the chat room. David 00 Davidson, Asperger Art Mine. Who else? Magumbo, listen, I might be messing up your guys' name. Digger Nick, listen, I love all of you guys. I love you, love you, love you. So shout out to all of you. I want you to mark the show favorite. I want you to always come by and just bring people. Art Mine, Brutal, Thunder Gunt, Canadian Guy, Depp Hepburn. Oh, yeah, so many people. Thank you. Yes, I'm going to go back to the switchboard. You now see why I need someone to manage the chat room for me, guys. So, I have caller from 616. I have 270-678-850. Those are all people who are already on the phone lines. And remember, guys, when you want to speak, you raise your hand and I will know. So, guys in the chat room, now I'm on the switchboard and I'll be back in the chat room in a minute. So, Miss Love, you mentioned about getting married at the tender age of 20. And I'm going to summarize what you said. The experience you got there has helped to mold you into the person that you have now become. So when you mention about getting married at 20, you're not saying it from a regretful side of life, but you are embracing what happened then, and you are celebrating the woman that you have become. Yes?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely, ma'am.
So, would you like to go into any details about what happened in that marriage? If you want, you can. If not, I'll just move on.
Actually, absolutely. It was due to infidelity, and I always had in my heart that, you know, the restoration would take place in reference to reconciliation. But only the Lord knew, you know, why I wasn't able to reconcile. I believe everything we do in life, it's all about a choice. And I don't believe in forcing situations into my life. And sometimes we as women, I'm speaking on behalf of women, we sometimes have the tendency of gravitating to what we're familiarized with. And sometimes we stay in situations because it's something comfortable. So we will accept the abuse. We will accept the infidelity just because we're not comfortable with who we are as women. So, of course, I was in that season saying, okay, God, this is happening. Now what? Because you're listening to a young lady that didn't finish her college degree. I desired to go to college, finish up my education. So therefore, you know, I didn't have the credentials more or less like some would have in reference to falling back on. But one thing I can say that I had Jesus, you know, in the center of that catastrophic experience. So I'm so grateful that I had him in my circle when I went through that season.
You know, all of what you have just said is powerful, but I want to make a comment now and tell both people who are going to be listening on the archive or those who are on now live listening or in the chat room, don't get bamboozled that because you might not have gone to university or college or high school, that you cannot carry out your calling and your purpose. You got to know that when we all came into this world, God already, our Creator, already gave us the diplomas and the degrees that we needed to do what we are supposed to do. Know that each of us, when that sperm was fertilized in our mother's womb, it was done so because we were supposed to come into this place we call home, this earth, to do something special. So don't let, you know, others fool you to say, hey, I don't have a degree, I don't have a diploma, I can't do nothing. That's rubbish. I'm not hitting those who have. However, That's a crop out for not doing what it is that you are called to do. So if you're one of those people who are saying, oh, I didn't go to college, I didn't go to university, so what? So does half of the world. They are still carrying out their calling and their purpose. So, it is just so alarming when people sit around and let society dictate to them about what it is that they can do and cannot do. So forget about all of that and let us roll our sleeves up and do what we are called to do. I want to, if anybody have any remarks, I notice the chat room is so lively in that if somebody wants to call in and, you know, just say a little bit about, you know, having degrees, diploma, and whether they think that should stop you from doing your work, I welcome your call. I am on the switchboard now. The number to call is 646-915-8166. So if you have something to say, I notice there's a lot of things going on in the chat room where people are saying it's a virus. With, I guess they're talking about the negative talk about how people can do and not do. So don't let that prevent you, or else you're going to die and leave this world without your greatness being experienced by the world. So I want to fast forward. You got into that marriage, and after what, how many years did you get divorced?
I've actually been divorced for 6 years now. And experiencing singleness. And I realized even in a marriage, you can be single.
Hallelujah. That's meaning, what I'm talking about.
Yes, ma'am. Meaning that with the affection is not there, meaning if, you know, the love is not there. And I'm not saying that the love wasn't in my family or in my relationship, because it was. But sometimes we experience, you know, life challenges to the point where it prevents us from gravitating to a love because of past hurt or because of past pain. And now I'm embracing love to another level. I have a different respect for God in this season than I am in now, because it's Jehovah and I. It's no significant other, but it's Jehovah and I. So what I do, I gravitate to the youth. And, you know, I'm a mentor at The Journey, the outreach ministry that we have on campus at SCU. And what
I don't want to go there yet. We are going to get to that part. We want to linger a bit more on what has brought you to where you are now that you have made that total transformation and commitment to what you're doing now. However, there are quite a few people on the phone line, and maybe people are not sure about what to do. So I am going to go check in with these people to see if they have something they want to say. And when I put you on live, if you do not want to speak live, you do not need to answer me when I ask, okay?
Yes,
so
ma'am.
I'm just going to check with my callers here. Caller, your first three digits are 616. Would you like to go live?
Yes, Miss C, I'd love to go live.
Okay, well, good afternoon. Would you please state your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hey, yo, this is David from Detroit, Michigan. Just want to give a shout-out to you. Love your show, Miss Z.
Thanks so much.
For everything that's good in this world. So, you know, I was really too afraid to call all the other times to listen to your show. I was always on guest, you know? And, I don't mean no disrespect, but back in my day, you know, I have actually five children, and back then I, you know, kind of pressed for that pussy, and like I got these five kids, but now I don't have no degree, no nothing. I went to jail and I lost my job at GameStop. I can't be providing any more money. I still have to pay child support, and I want to provide for my kids. I don't see a place where I can go and, you know, get my degree, you know, get that money so I can give my kids the future that they deserve.
Well, let me ask you something, my brother. We were just talking about degree, and we're not saying degree is a bad thing, all right? But what I'm saying, a degree should not prevent you from excelling and carrying out your calling. In your hearts of hearts, what is the one thing that would get you out of your bed every morning, even if you were not making a dime to buy a cup of coffee? What would that one thing be?
That'd be my kids, all five of them. If I can, I'd take them to Disneyland every year. That'd be my children right there. If I could, I can. I wish I could take them to Disneyland every year.
Okay,
you know,
so let's go back to the beginning. Because in order to take the kids to Disney, you're going to have some money to pay for that. So let's put something else before the kids. Let me rephrase. What is the one thing that could get you out of bed in the morning to earn the money to take your kids to Disney? What is that one thing?
You know, that's a real good question. Obviously, it's not robbery. You know, homicide. I'm done with that life. I've done past that life. You know, I see the light. You know, I was in jail for homicide, you know, and child support, you know. But I think the one thing that you want to get this money.
My brother, I want to stop you there. I want to stop you there. Because it's quite a few people on the phone line and in the chat room. However, if you don't have the answer now, it's okay. Do you think you know, as I ask you the question right now, do you know that one thing that could get you out of your bed to go and earn the money to send your children to school? I mean, to take your children to their private school or to Disney World, do you know what that one thing is?
Yeah, probably just rap, you know, get my rap label out, repping that Taylor game. So that way, you know, me and my kids being pressed at the supermarket,
hold on,
you know, we ain't got to decide which Kool-Aid the best, you know.
I didn't hear what your answer was.
Oh, I say, you know, just get on my swag, get that Taylor game, repping that Taylor game so we not over at the supermarket, you know, be pressing which Kool-Aid the best, you know, which drink the best. We ain't got to decide orange drink, purple drink, green drink. You know, we ain't got to decide which one the best, you know, homie. So, like, that's what I'm going to do, just get my swag on and, you know, do my speed walk and pimp walk and get that money, you know.
Okay. All right. So I appreciate your calling, but I want to give you one bit of advice. I'm sure in every city or town there are like unemployment offices, and when you are not working, you can go there and get some training that will prepare you. However, you know, you cannot sit around and wait until you have the degree to get employment. You got to find something that you want to do, even if you would do it for free. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Can I just say one quick little thing right here?
Yes, please.
I this little bit of song right here, I just like to give a shout out to my boy Asperger's. You know, this song I wrote for him. You know, real niggas all day, just me being by myself on the block, holding it down, gun on my waist, straight face all day. Not a game in jail by myself. One bed, one pillowcase, one pillow. Didn't nobody rap me. It was early, woke up, went back to sleep, took a nap. Ever go night-night, nigga?
Okay. All right. So we're going to go back. I want to go to caller. Caller, your first three digits are 2700. Would you like to go live?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, would you state your name and where you're calling from and what your remark or feedback is, please?
Yes, my name is Antoya Jones. I'm from Hopkinsville, Kentucky. I would just like to give a I'm from Hopkinsville, Kentucky. My name is Antoya Jones. And I would just like to give a shout out to Ms. Zenobia Love.
Yes. I am a longtime friend of hers.
Thank
and I'm excited
you.
That the Lord is using her life to be an example to so many others.
Yes.
And I'm grateful that she was that God enabled her to meet up with you and had the opportunity to be on your show. I think it's an awesome thing. She has a beautiful life, a beautiful spirit that she can share with so many, and I'm just grateful to be able to share this opportunity with her.
Thank you.
And I appreciate
your
time.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so please mark the show favorite and come back again to be with us. We are on every Wednesday and Sunday.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. And we are going to go to a short commercial break, and I will be right back with you. Just stay tuned.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
All right. And I want to remind you, I've put the link in the show, in the chat room about the Vision Transformation Revolution Conference in New York City, March the 23rd through the 26th. And please, I want you all to check out the fan page. Like it and share it with your friends, and we look forward to seeing you there. All right, so I'm going to go to my next caller on the phone to see if they want to go live. Caller, your first three digits are 678. Would you like to speak live? All right, I guess not. My next caller is, your last four digits are 0596. Would you like to speak live?
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. So, Ms. Zenobia, I am back to you. It was good that your long lost. Friend from Kentucky call in. Will TTC, Alex Six Hearts, Pop Ticker, Vanna K. All right. Thank you, Miss Vanna, for coming. So know that you are there in the chat room. I will go back to the switchboard so you can man the chat room, and I'll swing over to you. All right, my daughter, thanks for coming. So, all right, if you want to speak, please raise your hand. Remember, let me see if this last person wants. When I come to you, if you do not want to speak, you don't have to answer when I ask. Boy, B-R-Y-C-E Doyle, do you want to go live? Okay. All right, so Ms. Zenobia.
Yes, ma'am.
You feel good to hear your friend calling, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So you got divorced and you are no longer in the marriage, and you figure there's something more to my life than the abuse that I was going through. There's someone calling in from Skype. If you need to speak, you need to raise your hand, please. And when did that light bulb went off for you? When did you find your aha moment to say, there's something else that I need to do? Can you recall that day?
Yes, ma'am. It was actually when I was transitioning to the Lakeland area. I left Tallahassee, left everything there, and moved to a city where I didn't know anybody. And again, I was telling God, it has to be more to my life than this. And when I had those questions, you know, I haven't even shared this with my mom, but just having the suicidal thoughts that I can't survive it because I didn't have that significant other or that person to push me through.
Mm-hmm.
When I moved to the Lakeland area is when I had to tell myself that I can make this. And how I made it was through the word of God. How I made it was daily affirmations. Every day of the week, it was daily affirmations.
And when you got that awakening, how long did it take you to figure out what it is you're supposed to be doing?
Well, I knew what I was supposed to be doing even when I was, you know, connected to my marriage. The opportunity there was I was not operating in that call because sometimes when we're connected to a significant other, you know, I just use me as an example. We don't see our qualities or our abilities. It's always gravitating to, to the point where we lose our identity. You know, I'm just talking about me as a woman, losing my identity in the process. So I knew then that I had a great call upon my life, but it didn't come, it wasn't illuminated until I went through this transition, life after divorce. Through the pain, through the despair, through loneliness, you know, that's when the light bulb came on.
You know something? There are a lot of people in society today who live in the shadows of their children and their spouses. And when we get into a relationship, we ought to get in there knowing that although we are entering into a union, we still need to be so secure with who we are. And in addition, we also need to know whom we belong to. And that whom that we belong to, it's not our significant other. It is our Creator. Because when we find out that there's something that's not going too good in that union that we're in, that's when we decide that, oh boy, I'm thinking of taking my life, or I am thinking of doing this, or I'm thinking of doing that. So it is important to be so secure in the union. Know who you are, know to whom you belong, and know why you belong. And when you have all those things in clarity, nothing can get you off the path that you were called to be. So I am so thankful that God has spared your life for today, my sister, that you can be on this show and sharing the thoughts that were going through your head. And thankfully that God guided you, that you did not take your life. And, you know, the people in the chat room, the people on the phone, and myself, and all of those people around the world, we applaud you, and we send you light, and we send you love.
Thank you.
Did you have any children from that marriage?
No, ma'am. I didn't have any children from the marriage. And again, you know, we often ask, you know, questions why? But I realized even through that transition, the Lord knew even then that I was going to be in this season that I'm actually in now. I've always said that I never wanted to bring my children up without a father being in the home because I was brought up like that. And that's very detrimental, you know, to a female, to a single mom, not having that father in the home, not having that example to push the daughter, you know, to the next level. So I feel that it was just a protection of God even over my life at that particular time.
Okay. I want to go to the chat room a little bit. Brother Joseph, Bro Joe. Your last three numbers are 234. Would you like to go live?
I am heavy weapons guy.
Hello?
And this is my weapon. She weighs 150 kilograms and fires $200 custom tool cartridges at 10,000 rounds per minute. It costs $400,000.
Not sure what that was. However, be on the show for the right reason. I want to go call your first three digits are 954. Would you like to go live? All right, so we go back to Miss Sister Love.
Yes, and, ma'am.
Yes, there seems to be some... there seems to be some distraction here, but however, we are not even going to buy into all of that. I'm looking to the chat room if there are any questions there, and I want to go to Miss Love. The journey that you are now on, how do you see that impacting other people's lives?
Oh, I see it impacting a lot of young ladies' lives, not just young ladies, but just individuals that I come in contact with. I know earlier you were talking about embracing the different ethnicities, and that is so important. I realize that since I've been in the Lakeland area, I mean, I can literally show you my journal how experiencing life after divorce has brought so many young ladies into my life, even young ladies who have experienced life after divorce. And God is just using me, you know, as that platform right now, you know, encouraging them to stand, because they're looking at someone that went through the process, that did not go back home. You know, that would have been the flesh would have encouraged me to go back home, because that would have been something that would have been easy for me. But I had to tell myself that I could do this. So doing that brought me in contact with so many beautiful young ladies, and through my experiences and through their experiences, we're basically helping each other.
You want to talk about what the helping each other entails, please?
Yes, ma'am. Meaning, you know, when we find ourselves in situations like, for instance, my situation, you know, sometimes we'll find ourselves like isolated from people. But even in that season, you know, the Lord just allowed me to embrace love, even in that season when love I thought was taken away from me.
Why do you think when people is going through those challenging times, why do they tend to, well, let's talk about you. What were some of the situation that why you felt that you should isolate yourself from people?
Because of the level of rejection was high. So, you know, now, you know, being in a relationship, being comfortable, I have one of my friend girls, it's just such a covenant sister to me. She was like that valley girl that was with me in that season. One thing I learned was that you can't have everybody attached to your valley that don't understand your experience.
Exactly.
So not one time did she tell me, you need to do this, you need to do that, but she gave me my space. So that space showed me that, you know what, I have love to give regardless of what was taken away from me.
Exactly.
And I will be able to love again.
And, you know, I was happy when you mentioned about the rejection, because shame and guilt is one of the things that I find why people, when they are going through those challenging times, that they cannot reach out to others, because people point their fingers and, oh, I told you so, and how shameful, why you have to do this and do that. Instead of embracing you and showing you some love. So, as society can be very cruel to people in those challenging times, I want to remind the people in the chat room, 424-954, Brother B.R. Joyce Doyle, 850-678-270-616. please, if you want to go live, just raise your hand and I will be taking your call. And I'm not in the chat room. I'll be getting back there momentarily. So during those times, did you find it difficult to walk with your head held high and your shoulders up? Or were you walking in doubt and fear when you would go out?
I walked with my head up, knowing that the God that lives within me can get me through the process. Now, when I was in the house, of course, you know, my head was down. But I had to tell the world. I didn't allow the world to see what I was embracing.
Good.
You see where I'm coming from? So I dressed where I was going. Even though I was in that battle, even though I was in that war,
mm-hmm.
my disposition didn't tell anybody that I was going through that season.
Mm-hmm.
When I came
mm-hmm.
back home, it was
mm-hmm.
me and God. And then, you
mm-hmm.
know what, gave me the ammunition to go back in the world again and fight.
Mm-hmm.
And I
mm-hmm.
tell you, when you come in contact with, like, couples that are loving each other, these are the things that are actually presented to you, and then you look at yourself and say, wow, this didn't happen for me. Then that spirit of guilt and anger just builds up in you, and you're like, how, why, what could I have done differently? You know, so I didn't allow the world to see that I was in that season of despair or of loneliness. You know,
mm-hmm.
when God gave me contact with individuals, I
mm-hmm.
used season one-on-one to encourage that sister.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you were in that marriage, was spirituality a part of who you were? Or you found the light after you exit the marriage?
Oh, we both had a strong relationship with Christ. I mean, we were both in the ministry, you know. So
Can I stop you?
Absolutely.
You knew what your strength were. You don't know your husband inside. So let's just focus on you.
Yes, ma'am.
Because you don't know. He could portray one thing outside and inside was a whole different thing. So in order to be about truth, let's just speak about you and what you knew for yourself.
Yes, ma'am. That was actually developed even when I was a child. I knew who I was, you know,
mm-hmm.
in relationship with Christ, based on my upbringing from my mom. You know, my mom taught me, you know, the word of God. I didn't always understand why she was teaching me these things at a young age, but
mm-hmm.
she taught me to fight even as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And when I this season, that foundation kept me together. You know, that prayer life kept me together. You know, that
mm-hmm.
time with God kept me together. So
mm-hmm.
I give all of that credit, you know, to my
mm-hmm.
mom, who raised all five of us,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I saw my mom go through a lot of things in life, and that's a woman of strength, and I can't take that away from her. So when I look back over my life and saw what my mom had to go through, I told myself, greater work shall I be able to do. So with her strength allowed me to endure this transition. So, I mean, that was developed when I was a child in reference to that personal relationship with God.
Wonderful. So, you know, your humble beginnings helped you out. Because through it all, it does not matter what adversities we go through in life. A solid spiritual foundation is something that we can always go back to. It doesn't matter where you are. When you have that solid foundation, you can always embrace that and get the reassurance that you want.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, if you could go back to the beginning, you remember that first day when you became adult and walk out there, would you have done anything differently?
Mm-hmm.
Texas Pirate, I want to welcome you. Raise your hand if you would like to go live, please. Would you have done anything differently as you look back over your life? Today's the 11th of September 2011. Would you have done anything differently?
If it was one thing that I would have done differently, it would have basically going to school. I'm just being honest with you. That has been always like my heart. And but in reference to the transition, in reference to you know, the life challenges, I wouldn't have done anything differently, because going through those seasons just gave me a different level of trust for God.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to take the process away because it's the process that has developed me into the woman that I am today.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, when you say go to school, what do you mean? You did not go to school at all in your life?
Oh, no, no, no,
no.
You mean
higher education?
Higher education, yes, ma'am.
Okay, 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 okay. So, you know, are you in school now?
No, ma'am, I'm not in school at this present time, but I'm actually looking into some different avenues while I'm studying.
You know, if you feel within your hearts of hearts that is something that you need to do, you need to stop, think about it, and just do it. You can go to school wherever you are so long as you have a computer. You can go any time of the day, any time of the night. You don't have to go to traditional school. And the beauty with going to college or university online, you do it in your own pace and your own time.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
You need to stop talking about it if that's something you want to do, and just do it. Just do it. I want to check in again because you know something? The truth is that I love to hear people talk on the phone, and I'm going to check in with some folks to see if they want to say something. So bear with me, guys, in the chat room. And I'm telling you guys in the chat room, you all better keep it clean in that chat room. Keep it clean, guys. I'm seeing some stuff when I went back over there. All right. Caller, your first three digits are 424. Would you like to go live?
Yes, hello.
Yes? Would you state your
hello.
Name and what, where you're calling from, please?
I'm calling from Los Angeles. I don't really feel comfortable letting out my name and my situation, but I would like to tell you about how God helped me through my life when I went through difficult situations. I also don't want to, I don't want to mention. There were difficult situations, but I remember one mistake I made was I didn't follow the words that I heard in this dream from a voice. Constant words, always in the dream. And I remember specifically, they all said, every time I went to sleep, I heard the dreams, the words at the end when I would wake up. God would tell me, He was never going to give me up, would never let me down, never run around or desert me, never made me cry or told me goodbye. He never lied or hurt me. And not following those words really, really didn't help. So, yeah, it's one thing I wish I could have, one thing I wish I really could have gone back on.
So, you just wanted to share that with us today?
Yeah, I wanted
okay,
to share.
Okay, well, thank you. You know, where there's life, there's hope, and the good thing is that you're still around and you have the opportunity, and I'm sure the ability to accomplish all the things that you were called to do, my brother. Thank you so much for calling the show today.
All right, my pleasure.
All right, you have my blessing.
All right, thank you.
Caller, your first three digits are 215. Would you like to go live?
Yes, I would.
Would you state your name and where you're calling from and your remarks, please?
My name is Newt Gingrich. I am from Rogers, Arkansas.
Yes,
and,
sir. Thanks. Welcome to the show. What would you like to tell us today?
Yeah, I know this may seem like a very sensitive subject to others, and I know that feel. It's been 10 years since that horrific day. Whenever I used to live near Manhattan, my father actually used to be a street performer, similar to the story with Anthony, the little autistic boy who used to play the piano. Have
mm-hmm.
you ever heard of him? Well, he was the one who knew the infamous goatsy trick.
Mm.
Boy, did he like to stretch. But yeah, he had to get up early one morning, and I remember him telling me right before he left that he loved me and that I was a silly little Rudy Poo.
Mm.
And he arrived at his post right when the first tower got hit.
Mm.
And oddly enough, his goatsy was too wide open, right?
Mm-hmm.
And When that explosion occurred, his goatee managed to catch the severed Haji's head, and it got swallowed up inside, causing it to become infested with so much sand and so much AIDS and so much fail.
That's it?
I can never forget his smile. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I just want his name to be in memory.
Yes, yes. And, you know, thank you for calling in, because our prayers and love is extended to all those 9/11 families. For some of us, we have neighbors and relatives, and for others, they are just people who gave their life for us, our servicemen and people who was employed in those Twin Towers. And we just want their families to know that we embrace them today. We send light and love to them. And I want to thank you, sir, for calling and for sharing your sentiments here today.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. Have a happy 9/11.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Caller, your first three digits are... Eight five zero. Would you like to go live?
What?
I guess not. Caller, your first three digits are 661. Would you like to go live?
Hello?
661, would you like to go live?
Hello? Yes.
Yes, you're on live. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
This is Joe Davidson.
Hi, Joe. What would you like to tell us today?
I just want to talk to you about this fateful day that we've had 10 years ago.
Pardon?
I want to talk to you about this day that we had 10 years ago.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Well, I was just alone in my house, and I was just on the computer, and then that fateful day, I heard the planes hit. I was only a few blocks away from the tower, and I watched the towers fall in front of my own eyes. I walked down the dust, and I couldn't stop crying. I lost everything. I lost all of my stuff. I lost all my mental capacity to contain that. I couldn't control myself.
Today, 10 years later, you lost the material stuff, but you still have life. And as we celebrate year 10 today, what light has shone on where you are now?
Well, there is no light that shone on me. I haven't had much. I have a good job now, but I might be losing that. It's all because of these people called the ponies. Because the ponies are dying, and won't be able to herd them anymore. And if I can't sell ponies, I'm going to have to eat them.
Interesting.
I can't eat ponies. That's disgusting. I know one thing, though. I'm glad that out in
yes.
New York before the trade centers were there. But now that they're gone, I hope one day that they're rebuilt.
So what's the future? What do you see the future holding for you?
Well, for the future, I don't know what I'm going to do. For the future, I'm just going to lay home. Just going to go on the internet, talk to my friends, and hopefully die a happy death.
Now,
one thing, though, fuck bronies. Fuck them.
Whoa. Well, Texas Pirate, you're on live. Do you care to share anything today?
Buddy, I'm an engineer. That means I solve problems.
All right, Miss Love, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, a lot of interesting things is happening today. I think people express their hurts in different ways, but I just want everybody to know how much they are loved and that they need to demonstrate and illustrate some love because it's needed. It is needed. It is needed. I want to thank all the people in the chat room. You are so many to name, but I love and I thank all of you for coming in and keeping the chat room lively. And again, I want to remind you guys that the number to call in is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. So, now you mentioned about working with the young women, mainly. You find a passion and a connection to them.
Ms. Yes,
Love?
Ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. So you want to talk about some of the feedback you are getting from this population that you're working with now?
Yes, ma'am. Actually, I just experienced my 40th celebration July the 7th, and I'm grateful for another life, another year. And I had over 40-plus ladies, different ethnicities, that was actually at that celebration. And just reflecting back on July the 9th, just hearing some of the accolades that we're actually giving from some of the ladies, meaning, you know, me being a woman of strength, encouragement, always believing in the unknown. You know, if they say that they want to do it, then, you know, I'm that motivator, and I'm saying that, yeah, you can do it, we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of positive affirmation that's basically been giving, but mm-hmm. I don't take any credit for that. I give all that credit to God.
Mm-hmm.
And when he gives me the opportunity to minister, I minister. So I don't want to, you know, embrace all the accolades to the point where I don't remember what created the accolades.
Mm-hmm. There's still, you know, there are lots and lots and lots of people in the chat room, guys. There are lots of names that it would take the entire show to read all the people in the chat room, but all I can say is thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I want to piggyback on something you said, Miss Love, because, you know, when we all wake up every day and realize that God lives on the inside of us, it doesn't matter the things we will do or say. I know that God lives on the inside of me, and wherever I go, he's there with me. So whatever I'm called to do, I'm doing it in his honor and his praise. And because motivation is an inside job, if you wake up every day knowing that God lives on the inside of me, and I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do the best I can to whomever I see. A lot of times it is just a smile that we have to do. Because there are some people, you know, we who are spiritual and for some people religious, we get up every day and we read the Bible. But for some people, they don't own a Bible. And you and I might be the only Bible that they may read. So we have to make sure that every day when we see them, that we do not leave a sour or a bitter taste in their mouth. So what you are doing indeed by encouraging these young women to say, yeah, it doesn't matter what's going on today, you can still be all that you choose to be, because our life is a choice. Our life is a choice. And even though our situation that we may encounter, there's a saying that goes that whatever doesn't kill you make you stronger. And that is indeed what has happened to you, Miss Love, because you went through that, and here you are now. You are telling these young women that, hey, I've been through this, and look at me now. I am here to help you. So as a matter of fact, you are the light that is shining for them. Yes? Do you
yes,
see
ma'am.
That?
Yes, ma'am.
And it is an amazing, amazing work that you are doing. So for that person who is listening now or in the chat room who is wondering, well, you know, I can't do anything else. What are some of the first steps you would encourage them to do?
One thing is basically it started, you know, when Jesus, you know, carried that cross. So I'm telling you, everything was left at that cross. And if he can carry that situation, you know, it's there. We don't have to continue to carry what we're not capable of doing because he did it at the cross. He left it at the cross. So he wants us to live the best life. He wants us to live the abundant life. So if I had to speak into a young lady's life today, I can say, okay, look at your qualities that you have within yourself. What do you have in your hands that you can say that you can survive this thing? It may be a small thing, but that one small thing that can keep your heart beating, what would it be? And sometimes that one thing, I know with me, it was my mom. It was my mom seeing my mom go through the transitions that she went through.
Mm-hmm.
Kept my heart beating in reference to that transition. So if they can just look back over their lives and find that motivational individual, that inspirational person, and use that life as an example to continue to fight the good fight of faith, then they can survive it.
So you're talking, you know, a mentor, a role model, a coach, a good friend, anybody who is there for you unconditionally?
Yes, ma'am. Because
you know that for you and I who are believers and maybe the people in the chat room are on the phone, we understand what it means about Jesus carrying the cross. But the person who have not yet seen the light, that's fairy tale to them. So before we can talk to them about, you know, Jesus carrying the cross and what he did for all of us, we got to at least get them closer to understand what that is all about.
And I believe that that's being authentic, you know, being an authentic you know,
mm-hmm.
allowing to see your flaws, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel when they see your flaws and your inadequacies, it allows them to be just who they are without trying
mm-hmm.
to adjust just
mm-hmm.
because they're in a circle that they're not familiarized with. So
mm-hmm.
embrace relationship, mentorship basically creates that accountability for that individual.
Mm-hmm,
not
mm-hmm.
just having a lot of people, but
mm-hmm.
that person that can hold you accountable to your actions
mm-hmm.
is very important in reference to surviving life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I want to go to a caller here to see if they want to go live. I think this caller is on Skype. Your three first digits are 111. Would you like to go live?
Yes.
Yes, would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
My name is Rick, and I'm from California.
Yes, Rick, what do you have to share with us today?
Well, I have just something that's been eating away at my heart. It's just, I want to find Jesus. I just can't. I'm scared. I want to tell you. Okay. When I was younger, I had a sister, and, you know, I can't really explain to you what happened, but it just all happened in, like, really fast. So, you know, we were home alone one day, and, you know, we did things we shouldn't have done, you know, and, you know, I'm married now, and I just don't know what to do with myself.
So let me ask you a question, because I think I kind of get the picture. Did something happen between you and your sister that was inappropriate?
Yes, very inappropriate.
And have you asked the Lord to forgive you for what you did to your sister?
I'm scared. I don't know how.
You're scared to ask for forgiveness?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Have you gone to get therapy for that?
I need your help.
You need to help yourself. I'm asking you the question now. Have you gone to therapy for what you did?
I did, actually, and, you know, my wife eventually found out.
No, but listen to me. Your wife is not the topic now. You are the one that's hurting, and you are the one that committed the act. However, nothing is too bad that you cannot get forgiveness for. So I'm asking, have you asked for forgiveness?
Have I asked for forgiveness? I want to.
Okay,
I want her back.
The answer is no, you have not asked for forgiveness, right?
Yes.
Okay. So are you willing now on the worldwide radio to ask for forgiveness?
Yes.
Okay.
Help me.
Huh? Yes?
I want to ask for forgiveness.
Okay, so are you ready to repeat what I tell you to repeat?
Yes, please.
Okay, so you're going to say, Dear Jesus.
Hello?
Yes. You need to turn the music down in the background if you are willing to repeat what I'm telling you to repeat. Do you want to do that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you're going to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I, and whatever your name is, I, say your name.
I, Rick Davidson.
Ask.
For.
Your.
For.
Forgiveness.
For
the act. For the act Rick?
Yes.
Are you willing to ask for the forgiveness?
I'm trying.
I mean, trials is not going to do it. That's why I asked you before. You're on the world radio, and if you want to ask for the forgiveness, I'm willing to walk you through it. However,
if you're
not willing to do it, then you need to call back at another time when you're willing to do that, and I'm willing to walk you through.
Can I ask you something?
Rick.
Is it wrong for me to want her again?
Rick, are you willing to ask for forgiveness for what you have done? And listen, you can only ask for forgiveness if you're sorry about what you did. But from the trend of your dialogue now, I don't know that you are sorry about what you did. Are you? Okay, Rick?
No, hang up on me.
Rick?
Help me.
I think you need to call back when you are ready for the process. There are lots of people in the chat room and lots of people on the phone line. And I can only help you, my brother, when you decide you want to help yourself. So I encourage you, you can go on the radio site, you can send me an email, and you can even find a therapist in your local area. Do you belong to a church, Rick?
No. You know what? I think I'm ready. Help me out. Okay, I think I can do it this time.
Okay. So, we had gotten to the section where you were asking God to forgive you for the act.
For the act.
Which I committed.
Which I committed.
On, and you named the date and the year. The date, the month, and the year.
I don't remember. I fought the...
You can do it, Rick. Did you repeat? Did you repeat the month and the year?
I don't remember when it happened.
You don't remember when it happened?
No, I was only nine.
Isn't that interesting, Rick, that you don't remember when it happened, but you can recall that you want her?
I do
something,
want her.
Something does not add up here. And the honest truth is, Rick, until you are ready, I'm not going to be able to help you. And I honestly and truly think that I have invested enough time on this call trying to help you. So I would encourage you to call back at another time when you are ready to take the plunge. You have my love. I send light your way this way, my brother. You stay blessed.
Okay. Can I?
Okay, okay. So let us move right ahead. Matt, let me see. Matt has been holding a while. Let me see if Matt, would you like to go live?
Matt, it's a good job, Mike.
Okay, back to you, Miss Love. Very interesting, right? Our world is made up of a lot of different things. And we just ask for God guidance and blessing and light on that brother. I just ask everyone in the chat room and on the phone lines to just send light his way, that he will see the light to ask for the forgiveness for what he needs. Please, just send some light his way. Miss Love, back to you. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
We have a few minutes. We have less than 15 minutes remaining on this show. And I just want to summarize what we were talking about this evening. And what do you see arising out of your ministry within the next 5 years?
Within the next 5 years, I really see where God is going to use WOWW, which is Women of Warfare, WINS, to encourage the TWWs, which is the Teen Warriors WIN. And it's going to be through the experiences that the women had to go through in reference to life. And it's going to basically fall back on the word where it talks about how the mature women are supposed to be out to develop the young women. I just really see where God is going to allow us to break those generational curses so they don't live those same live the same lives that we lived or made choices to live. And I just really feel that God is going to develop leaders. I feel that God is going to develop entrepreneurs. I believe God is going to raise motivational, beautiful young ladies. And I just wanted you to be available to be that vessel to do the assignment.
I want to remind people, again, I paste the link in the chat room, Facebook Fan Club for the Vision Weekend Conference. And that's coming up March the 23rd through the 26th in New York City. It's a Vision Transformation Revolution Conference for entrepreneurs, wannabe entrepreneurs, and small business people. We look forward to seeing you there. I want to thank everybody who turned up this evening in large numbers to support us here. We are here on this broadcast on Wednesdays, 10 to 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. On Sundays, we deal with life issues, and on Wednesdays, we deal with the education empowerment and transformation of entrepreneurs, their lives, and their business. Now, before we go, Miss Love, would you highlight some pointers that you want to leave my listeners with? If they forget anything you said this evening, what are some things you would love for them to hold dear to their heart?
One thing is just keeping the Lord. I mean, our life every day is worship, and just keeping Him in the center of every decision that we find ourselves in. If I can leave them just, you know, this simple scripture, and it's basically, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And that basically tells me that I can't do it by myself, but I have to have Christ in the center of every decision that I make in life. So as long as they keep Him in the center, they can face anything that life gives them. And if they can just continue to fight and don't give up, conquer it all without fail, then God would be there to provide for them.
Wonderful. And for those people who are listening and would like to contact you for further conversation, how can they do that?
They can actually Facebook me. I'm actually on Facebook. They can pull me up under Zenovia Love. That's Z-E-N, O-V as in victory, D as in destiny, I-A Love. And I can actually accept them as a friend. And if they can put it in reference to the radio chat today, then I can keep in contact with them accordingly.
Are you on the chat room?
I'm not on the chat room at this
time.
Okay.
I was going to tell you to type it there, but if you are not on there, that's okay. I want to check in again with a few people in the chat room to see if they want to go live before we go. We have 8 minutes remaining. And we just want to see if there's anybody who like to go live. Your last 5 digits are caller 9590. Would you like to go live?
Yes.
Okay, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Jan, I'm calling from Lakeland, Florida.
Yes, ma'am. How can we help you?
I just want to say that C is awesome, and we're backing her up at Bridge of Hope. Our church in Lakeland, and we love her. And Daphne, thank you for having her on your show. We appreciate that. And we just love Z. She's been awesome. She's been an encourager in our church with the women and the ladies, and we just love her.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you for calling in to express your gratitude.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
That is something that is short of our people, because people a lot of times do not take the time to express their gratitude. And I appreciate you calling in to say thanks to her for what she is doing for you. And you all keep up the good work.
Amen. Thank you.
And I look forward to coming down there to do a retreat with all you wonderful women at the church.
Yes, that'll be awesome.
Okay. Thank
okay,
you. Thank
thanks.
You so much.
Okay.
Thank you
yes.
so much for calling in. I want to go
yes,
to
ma'am.
caller 412. Would you like to go live?
Yes.
State your name and where you're calling from, please. Well, I don't know what's happening this evening. However, I just love everybody tonight. I'm telling you, I just love you guys. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. And listen, if you know anyone who has an interesting story to share, I want you to ask them to email us here on the show. We are always looking for empowering and enlightening stories on a Sunday. And if you have a powerful, empowering, transforming story for our Wednesday, let us know. I want to thank all the numerous people in the chat room. Oh, my heavens. Oh, Red Elmo, Poop Ticker, Magnum, Jim Nassau, I Love Fish Sticks, Howard Alumni, Guest 7624 76176 1 7584 7550 7283 7196 6930 and 6904 6784 and lots and lots more people 7676 6636 6504. Thank you guys for coming. I look forward to seeing you again. Asperger, Blotswana, Vanna K, all the many people who turned up to be with us here this evening. I want to thank you for coming. And Miss Love, two final words for you. What are they going to be?
It would be, I know today it was basically a catastrophic experience due to 10 years ago, but if I can leave two words, it would be hope and believe.
Hope and believe, yes. Know that we are all in this together, and we have overcome. And for those of you who have missed, personally who have lost families and loved ones on 9/11, know that you will overcome because their spirit lives on within you and their light is expected to shine through you. I love each and every one of you. I want to remind you that you were chosen for a time like this. You were called for a destiny. And do not allow anyone or anything or any situation to prevent you from manifesting your true light. I love each and every one of you. I encourage you to join us again on Wednesday at 10 a.m. when I think my guest is coming in from Chile. So join me again for those of you who have the time. If you are at work, you can always catch it on the archive. I want to ask you to stay blessed. And thank you so much for joining us and follow your destiny.
Hold me, be friends. grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me, hallelujah, to my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me, hallelujah, and directing me. Speak to it, my destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this plan. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this plan. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. Almost see the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.